Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, "Well, I had this career before, but it was a waste." And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First date follow-up.
Celine is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's getting ghosted by a dude named Jesse that she met at a bookstore. Hey, Celine, how are you? Thank you for your email. Before we get into your dating stuff, how long has it been since you talked to Jesse?
About 6 days.
So how did you guys meet at the bookstore?
So it's not the average way to meet someone at a bar or something. We actually just ran into each other at the bookstore, and we were both looking in the cinema section.
Okay. You actually physically ran into each other?
No, so then we started talking about our favorite directors, and he actually ended up asking me out to see an indie movie.
Okay.
And so I thought it was super attractive that he picked me up in the bookstore and then wanted to follow up at a movie. And he's a fellow movie snob. So am I. Also, he's a total babe. Very attractive.
Okay.
Ooh. Well, this is already kind of a good setup. So then what did you guys end up doing for your date?
So we did go to see the indie movie.
And how was it?
He was such a gentleman. He paid for everything. And we started talking movies right away. We didn't stop until the movie started. Since he was paying, I did kind of get quite a lot from the snack bar. Like a lot. Okay. I was hungry.
That's her.
That's expensive. At a movie theater, that's expensive.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he did make a joke about it too. But it didn't seem to bother him. And I started to put some stuff back. And he was like, no, it's fine. He said he was just kidding. It was his treat. So I was like, this guy's awesome.
Did you share your snacks?
No, he got a little something for himself. He didn't really seem to be that hungry. He just had a Snickers bar.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So other than the snacks, though, you know, that you think the date was pretty good?
I think so. We hung out for a little bit afterwards. And he kissed me on the cheek before he left and said that unfortunately he had to go and that he would like to see me again. So I was like, okay, I love that. Hopefully it'll be soon.
Why did he have to run off so soon?
I'm not really sure. Maybe he was tired. I didn't want to ask too many questions.
So then that was the last you heard from him? That was your last interaction?
Yes.
Did you try to reach out to him after that?
Yes, but he hasn't really responded.
Okay.
I did like everything about him. He was very relaxed, and he was very witty.
Uh-huh.
Kind of an asshole in a fun way, and also nerdy. So I don't know. I thought that our conversation was going to carry on to talking further afterwards, but I guess maybe I shouldn't have gotten that many snacks.
So you think the snacks were the deal breaker, essentially?
Yeah, maybe. I got a big ass soda too. I'm somewhere in pieces. I love the town.
Okay. Would that turn you off if a girl just ordered everything on the menu?
No, I think it'd be cool. I like that actually. You know what I can't stand is when you go out on a date, you know she wants to eat, but she orders a salad, but she does that because she doesn't want to eat too much in front of you. That's always like, just, you know, if, especially if you go to a nice restaurant or something, it's like, that's a $50 salad. Get a steak.
I know. Eat. Get something you want to eat. I used to be that way, but I get it.
Yeah, I would find it attractive because you're like, you know, you're like just being you. So I think that's, I think it would be good, but, you know, maybe not. Maybe he's broke now. Maybe he's homeless. Maybe he can't pay his phone bill. Maybe that's why.
Maybe I'm just a loud chewer or something.
All right. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see why he's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll get your first date follow-up next.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house, and I mean, it was like a movie.
He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Celine is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Jesse that she met at the bookstore. And before we give him a call to find out why you're getting ghosted, Celine, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your date with Jesse?
So like you said, we met at the bookstore, which is super awesome. And we connected on what kind of movies that we liked, because we went on the cinema section. And then afterwards, we went on a date. We went to the movies. I may have gotten way too many snacks. And the movie just seemed to go over pretty well. We talked a lot before. I haven't seen him since. He gave me a kiss on the cheek, and this was about 6 days ago, so I haven't seen him since. And I don't know why he's not answering any of my messages.
All right. Well, we're about to give him a call. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call him right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jesse, please?
Yeah, this is Jesse. Who's this?
Jesse, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jesse. My name's Nina. I'm on the Jubal Show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi. What's going on?
What's up, man? So, yeah, there's three people on the phone with you right now. Have you ever heard the show before?
Yeah, maybe once or twice. Why am I on the show?
Well, because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to the show.
Oh, okay. All right.
We do a segment called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. So we got an email about you from Celine.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Celine. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You remember Celine? She's your bookstore friend.
Yes. Yes. We met in a bookstore. Those still exist, but bookstores, they're still around.
We talked to Celine and she told us about your date. She said that she really liked you, but she's confused. She wants to know why you haven't called her back.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't I call her back? Okay. Well, to get into it, you know, I thought she was cool. The banter was good. You know, we both bonded over movies and, she's a bit of a nerd. I'm a bit of a nerd. And we got the movie, we got some snacks. Conversation was still good. Thought it was cute that she got a lot of snacks. I called her out on it, but I thought it was cute.
That's what she told us, that she got a ton of snacks. She thought actually that might be the reason that you're ghosting her.
Oh, no. You know, you're at the movies. You can have as many snacks as you want. Part of the deal.
Good answer.
But no, and then we got in the theater, and after the previews, she kicks off her shoes, no socks, and puts her bare feet up on in the seat in front of her. And, like, I don't have pet peeves until now, I guess. I thought there was no class there, you know? It wasn't even like, I'm not sure if they smelled or not. I was just totally taken aback. It was like, I just thought it was weird. They put me off. I don't know if that.
Because she put her bare feet up on the seat in front of you.
In front of her, yeah. It's like, it's one thing to even put your covered feet up on the seat in front of you, which is a little rude, but...
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little classless.
So just to clarify, you said she took off her socks and shoes. So it wasn't sandals that she was wearing. She had to physically remove her socks to be that comfortable.
I don't even know. I just looked up and I saw bare feet. I don't know. I don't even remember what shoes she was wearing. But yeah, it just totally grossed me out. So that's pretty much why.
All right. Well, thank you for telling us. I don't know if that would bother me or not, but I wonder if it bothers Celine.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I wonder if it bothers Celine because she's on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh.
Jesse?
Hi.
Okay. I am in complete shock for doing that there. I do think that is classless. I don't even remember doing it. In my defense, I remember just chowing down, curled up in a chair, which is something I only really do at home while I'm watching a movie. So I guess it's just I felt really at home and very comfortable. So maybe I just started doing what I do at home.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's still weird. It's still kind of weird. I don't know how else to say it.
I'm sorry that bothered you about my toes and my feet, but I just got a French manicure. My feet are looking great. I take care of them. They're clean.
Well, like I said, it was really dark, so I couldn't really see how nice your feet were. So maybe if it was better lit, I would have been, oh, those are amazing feet. I still find it kind of gross. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. All right. Well, to be honest, I really don't think it's that gross, but I understand where you're coming from.
Do you take your feet out in other places, Celine? Is this something you usually do?
No, really, just at the movies and at my own house, honestly. I can't think of anywhere else. And if I'm doing yoga or something. Is it okay if I take my shoes off when I do yoga?
Yeah, no worries there, because I won't be doing yoga with you.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so Jesse, but did you like, you? Other than Celine putting her feet up on the seat in front of her, you liked her, right?
Yeah, we had a good time. But it did kind of ruin the movie for me. So everything before the movie was real good.
ruined the whole movie.
You're not, yeah.
Her well, that's all I could think about.
Oh my gosh.
You don't want to give her another chance. Hey, Jesse, would you go out with Celine on another date? We'll pay for it.
Listen, if she wears her UGG boots, then they don't come off. Yes, Celine, I would go out with you again if we follow the no feet in public rule.
Okay. I promise I'll keep my shoes on unless we go somewhere that's a little bit more comfortable, like my house or your bed.
Wow.
That escalated very quickly.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, that works for me. Also, you know, footwear in bed is not always a bad idea either.
Okay. That's quite weird, too. Oh,
Jesse wants to wear his high heels. That's what it is.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, I'm sure you know why we're here. I was like, what in the world is going on?
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.